This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. This hour we'll tell you about how the sugar content in most supermarket yogurts is well above the recommended threshold. Also, how intermittent fasting and time-restricted eating can help to overcome disease. But first, we'll take your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions. That's 877-726-TALK. And we've got Vern from Wisconsin. Hi, Vern.
Hello.
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 What's your question? Yeah, hi. Hi, how are you?
I would like to have you discuss fourth stage kidney disease and if there's anything that can be done to slow its progression.
Okay. Have you been told of the need for dialysis?
Not yet.
Not yet. What's your creatinine?
About 20.
20. Okay. Yes. Well, you're moving inexorably towards the need for creatinine. What was the reason for your kidney failure? Did you have high blood pressure, diabetes, a combination of both, or something else?
Combination of both.
Okay. Well, that's the main pathway to dialysis for a lot of Americans with high blood pressure and diabetes, both taking their toll on the kidney. Ultimately, the kidneys fail, and then people require dialysis. So, you know, you can certainly talk about it from a preventive standpoint. You know, let's back up a little bit. What can be done to protect the kidneys? Well, you know, control blood pressure, control blood sugar, optimize weight. These are important. You know, when it comes to dietary prevention, it's often recommended or has been classically recommended that people follow a low-protein diet for prevention of kidney disease. But actually, studies show that when you're on a low-protein diet, you end up using up a lot of carbs. The carbs can raise your blood sugar, and that leads to kidney damage. So at this point, you do have to restrict your sodium. You have to restrict your potassium. You even have to restrict your magnesium, because magnesium is usually a good thing that you can take pretty much at your liberty. You got to be careful because it accumulates when your kidneys are not eliminating properly. You know, because the BUN is high, you're going to be restricting your protein, but you also need to restrict your carbohydrates. And so the best fuel for your energy is actually fat. And that kind of goes against the old-fashioned recommendation that people be on an ultra-low-fat diet. Yes, people with kidney disease often develop heart disease, but it's not the fat that causes the heart disease. It's the blood sugar abnormalities and the circulatory problems. When it comes to protection, fish oil is helpful, and you can take fish oil in unlimited quantities when you have kidney disease. There's no limit to the amount of fish oil you can take. It doesn't accumulate dangerously in the bloodstream. Also, some studies have shown that NAC, or N-acetylcysteine, is helpful for reducing kidney damage. So we have some of our patients with fourth-stage renal failure taking NAC, and they're holding the line nicely. Other things that can be helpful, well, often coenzyme Q10 is in short supply, and that's also protective to the kidneys. You may want to take for low energies, a product that we're going to talk about in a little while in this program, one of our good sponsors, NT factor. NT factor is something that helps with energy, and many patients with kidney disease are experiencing very low energy. It's an accoutrement of, you know, having kidney failure. So these are some of the things that you might want to explore. But you have to be ultra careful, because you just can't walk into a health food store and say, give me a bunch of stuff, because while most people can't do themselves irrevocable harm by mixing and matching things from a health food store, usually there's a pretty low potential for problems. In kidney disease, you have to be super careful because it's easy for things to accumulate to toxic levels. And you have to be careful about the supplements you choose. Also, very important to take vitamin D. Vitamin D is in short supply in people whose kidneys fail. And that's in part because the kidneys are responsible for synthesizing 1,25-hydroxyvitamin D, which is the active hormonal form of vitamin D. So nephrologists, kidney specialists often prescribe a prescription form of vitamin D called Rocaltrol to patients with renal failure. So, you know, there you have a sort of a primer, an introduction to some of the things you can do. But my suggestion is that you see a nutritionally oriented physician to fine-tune your diet and your supplement program. And, you know, what I will say, though, is that you should manage your expectations for avoiding dialysis, because with a BUN of 20, there's sort of a, I'm sorry, a creatinine of 20. Even a BUN of 20 is high, but a creatinine of 20. Normal creatinine, you know, 0.7 to 1.3. And when it's 20, there's sort of an inexorable march towards complete renal failure and the need for dialysis. So that may be something that you have to factor in as a potential future plan for you. And, you know, I guess your kidney specialist is going to tell you when it's necessary to pull the trigger, when you cross the point of no return where you really need to get dialysis. I'm kind of surprised that you haven't been informed of the need of that as yet. Thank you very much for your call. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And according to studies, millions of elderly Americans are hooked on Xanax. Xanax is an anti-anxiety medication. It's one of the benzos. Benzodiazepines are highly addictive. They're used for anxiety and often prescribed indiscriminately to people who literally become dependent on them. And they're often used for sleep as well. Related benzos include Valium, Ativan, Ambien, and figures compiled by the University of Michigan show that 1 in 4 older patients who are prescribed the class of drugs known as benzodiazepines never stop using them. Of the close to 50 million U.S. adults age 65 or older, about 9% are prescribed benzodiazepines such as Xanax and Valium. That's more than any other age group, and the rate of use only increases with age, and that's not good because the older you are, the less well you can metabolize these medications. They build up in your bloodstream. They also cause older people to feel unsteady and make them more prone to falls. They have been associated with a higher risk for dementia because of their brain-inhibiting effects. A 2014 study published in the British Medical Journal found an association between benzodiazepine use in older people and an increased risk of Alzheimer's. The author of the study says the rate of adults going on to long-term benzodiazepine use is concerning. She says, this shows that we need to help providers start with the end in mind when prescribing a benzodiazepine by beginning with a short-duration prescription and engage patients in discussions on when to reevaluate their symptoms and begin tapering the patient off. Well, here's the problem. I have patients in my practice who've taken years and sometimes decades to gradually taper off benzodiazepines that were prescribed like candy to them by their doctors at very high doses. And once you're on them, it's hard to get off them. You experience withdrawal symptoms. And this is very, very devastating to our older population. We talk about the opiate epidemic. A corollary to that is the benzodiazepine epidemic. These mother's little helper pills really can undermine the health of older Americans. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we'll take more of your calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and we're taking your phone calls, 877-726-8255, and we've got Karen from Florida. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Dr. Hoffman. It's good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
I'm good. I'm 55 years old, and I spin a lot. I play tennis almost every day. I spin almost every day. I do intermittent fasting. But I cannot. And
I love
really
what you folks in Florida do. I mean, you know, you tend to think of Florida as like a place, you know, a bunch of old fogies and, you know, like you go there to die. But man, when I was in Florida the last time, I got a completely different impression. It's like a lot of active seniors and people just out there on bicycles and going to gyms and classes. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Especially my area is a big tennis area. But anyway, I had a lot of stress in my life in the past year and I put on some weight, even with all that exercise.
Yeah.
But, so I was reading about the lymphatic system and rebounding, like jumping on a mini trampoline, and I just got one. Do you think there's any truth to that?
There may be some benefit to that. I mean, there, you know, there's a condition called lymphedema, and it's a related condition called lipedema, where in spite of the most calorically restricted diet, women especially can't lose that weight around the thighs. And it's mostly a lower extremity problem. And the lymphatic system, you know, we know is responsible for moving fluids around. And when it's not efficient, fluid accumulates and you get swelling and bloating and cellulitis, you know, and all these things that we try like heck to avoid by doing a lot of exercise, but sometimes the exercise alone isn't going to make a difference. It sounds like you're doing a fair amount of impact exercise, right? I mean, I guess the rebounder might help, but you're saying that the stress, you believe it's the stress that's causing you to gain the weight?
That was sort of another part of my question. Do you believe in the cortisol problem?
Absolutely. There's no question. I mean, you know, look, if we were to give you steroids, you know, say you had an inflammatory disorder and we had to put you on steroids, say for ulcerative colitis or for asthma, you would definitely gain weight. Because glucocorticoids tend to cause accumulation of fat, and they also tend to make muscle disappear. And when your body overproduces stress hormones like cortisol, there definitely can be a fat-retaining effect and a muscle breakdown effect. So it's a little more subtle than if you were to take 40 milligrams of prednisone, then you get all blown up and you know, face would look like, you know, you'd get fat cheeks and that whole the whole steroid-induced kind of fat accumulation. But, I mean, it's possible that that's part of the equation. I mean, did it cause you to stress eat or you've been adhering to the diet?
I stress eat occasionally, but I just don't. But I feel like it's not enough for me. I've had periods where I'm really good too.
What you're also working against is that you're working against menopause, because at 55, you know, you may have gone through menopause, but you're still sort of going through the bodily blowback from menopause. And sometimes that causes women to gain weight. And, you know, of course, we got to check out your thyroid. Has that been looked at very carefully?
I haven't had a checkup in a while, but
do it. Yeah. Do it, because that could be, you know, part of the equation. I mean, like, I'm not necessarily, you know, we go right to, is it the lymphatics? Could a rebounder help? But before we jump to conclusions, you know, let's do a very comprehensive workup. There are many nutritionally oriented integrative physicians in your area of Florida. And maybe you should check in with one who can do a little investigation to find, you know, what's going on with your metabolism? Why is your metabolism slowing down? Is it stress? Is it the thyroid? Is it menopause? Is it that you're, you know, just very insulin resistant, and even the small amounts of carbohydrates that you're eating, you're not tolerating? Any number of these factors could contribute to your inability to lose weight. And, you know, exercise can overcome weight gain, but not invariably. You know, sometimes it's, there's a missing ingredient in getting your metabolism right.
Okay, I'll go get a checkup then.
Please do. And then, when you find out something, then you can call us back and share the conclusions and enlighten our audience, okay? Thank you for your call. All right. Apropos of feeling run down, and we had a call earlier from a guy who could really use this stuff, suffering from renal failure. The only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. I'm talking about NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged cells. It works on the mitochondria. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. You've heard me talk for a long time about ProPax with NT Factor. It's a complete vitamin mineral formula, but a while ago, I suggested to the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and yet still harness the power of NT Factor alone. So healthy aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And there's a special offer to our Intelligent Medicine listeners. Now, for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of healthy aging, you get another one free. Just use the coupon code HOFFMAN at checkout. I've been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT Factor for years. I don't go a day without it, and I prescribe it to my patients. You can get healthy aging by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't forget the buy one, get one free offer. Just use the coupon code HOFFMAN at checkout. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We invite more of your phone calls. We got some callers on the line, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a comprehensive formulation that supports optimal bone density to ensure your future bone health. It's Osteothera plus Ipraflavone from Claire Labs. Osteothera plus Ipraflavone helps inhibit bone resorption and promotes new bone formation. The Osteothera plus Ipraflavone formulation is vital for supporting the body in the formation and regeneration of bone to ensure your optimal skeletal health. I believe in Osteothera plus Ipraflavone so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to purchase Osteothera plus Ipraflavone, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're answering your phone calls. 877-726-TALK is our number. And let's hear now from Ryan in Queens. Hi, Ryan.
Yes, hi. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Hi. I have a quick question. I've suffered from gastritis periodically here over the last couple of years. Got a bout of it recently, stomach nausea. I also have chest congestion. I went to my primary care physician about a month ago, and he looked down with a light. He said, you're all congested and inflamed. Go get Mucinex, Flonase, or what's the other one now? Anyway, those, and just keep taking them every day. and it should get better. I haven't noticed a big difference in the chest. I always feel like when you want to clear your throat, you still have chest congestion.
Yeah.
I guess that's allergies and so forth. So, and then the nausea started to get a little bit more severe. I thought, well, let me go to my gastroenterologist, see what he would say.
Right.
And he said, well, it's been 5 years since we've done an endoscopy for you. We'll do an endoscopy.
Yep. Good idea.
So we did an endoscopy on, did an endoscopy on Tuesday, and he didn't seem to think there was anything that's sensational. He did say gastritis, but nothing so crazy or anything.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just calling you, Dr. Hoffman, to see, is there any kind of foods I should avoid? Or I've been taking, by the way, Protonix and Mucinex, and I take vitamins every day. Is there anything you could recommend to take to avoid this condition? It's kind of uncomfortable.
Sure. Yeah, you know, what's interesting is this illustrates something called LPR, or laryngopharyngeal reflux. And we recently had Dr. Jamie Kaufman on our program. You can find the podcast at drhoffman.com. She wrote a book called Dropping Acid about LPR. She's an ear, nose, and throat doctor who believes that our current way of treating it, which is to prescribe powerful acid blockers like Protonix, is wrongheaded, and it actually leads to a perpetuation of the problem. I mean, surely if you have an ulcer or severe gastritis, you may need to take one of those medications short-term, but taking them long-term sets up kind of a vicious cycle. In treating LPR, you know, we have to deal with the allergy aspect of it, which affects the mucous membranes in the nose and the back of the throat. We also have to deal with the acidity, but not using powerful acid blockers, using soothing agents like DGL, which is a licorice extract. Also, you can take aloe vera juice at bedtime. My favorite brand of it is Lily of the Desert because it's very pure without preservatives. You take a quarter cup at bedtime and perhaps add an additional quarter cup on arising and maybe in midday if you're not eating foods around that. Also, there's a product called Endofen, which is helpful for the esophagus and the stomach. Endofen's available via FullScript, which is our online dispensary, and you take it as directed. It's a powder that dissolves in water. It's very helpful for many of our patients with GERD and reflux and LPR. But it may be that there's something in your diet that's contributing to this. It's also possible that bacterial contamination in your nasal passages is causing some inflammation, and for that, antibiotics are virtually useless, and I don't like the long-term effects of steroids. You may want to use clear nasal spray. It's spelled X-L-E-A-R because it contains xylitol, and that breaks up the biofilms that harbor the bacteria that can sometimes cause excess mucus production. So, you know, there's some of the things that you can do. Get the book Dropping Acid by Jamie Kaufman. There's some good ideas there. Listen to the podcast, and maybe you can break the cycle. I mean, it's an elusive condition because there's no quick fix by taking an acid blocker. Some ear, nose, and throat doctors recommend that, and it only alleviates the problem in about maybe 10-20% of cases. I mean, you're getting maybe some relief, but it's not making it go away. And the long-term use of that Protonix has some downside effects. So see if you can try a more natural approach to alleviating this. Thanks for your call. This item, you know, earlier in the show, we talked about the anti-inflammatory diet and its benefits. And at the heart of the anti-inflammatory diet is polyphenol-rich olive oil. That's the mainstay of the Mediterranean diet, which has been found to be so helpful for prevention of cardiovascular disease, cancer, all manner of health problems. And did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? It really is a fresh fruit. And if it sits on the shelf for a long time, it gets rancid, it loses its potency. That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can now try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39 for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They've been great with my summer meals. And they're far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils that I've ever tasted. Their antioxidant content and polyphenol content are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for just a buck. No obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. And that's no understatement. This is indeed my favorite olive oil. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com for the special offer. Get a $39 bottle of fresh pressed olive oil for just a buck. All right, let's take a call now from Jim in Wyoming. Boy, we're getting calls from all over the USA. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Doc. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm 84, and I just had my first echogram called on, by guess, by an irregular heartbeat.
Yep.
And discovered that I have some calcification in my aortic valve.
Yep.
And I wondered if there's anything naturally I could do to avoid surgery.
Okay.
I don't know the scope of it because I haven't seen the cardiologist yet.
Did they say you need surgery? Did they absolutely say?
No, I'm just looking forward.
Okay. Do you have shortness of breath and or swelling of the ankles or anything like that? Difficulty lying flat in bed?
None of that stuff. No.
Okay.
Chest pains or anything.
Okay, and it's kind of hilly there in Wyoming, so can you go up an incline and you're okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that suggests that you probably don't have a serious valvular problem. And do you know how common the finding is of aortic calcification in an 84-year-old? It's about as common as acne in a teenager. So the mere finding of some aortic calcification does not mean that you're going to have your valve replaced. It's only when the calcification in the aortic valve prevents the outflow of blood from your heart that you need to get surgery. Now, in the past, that meant they had to crack your chest, and then you joined what's called the zipper club because you'd have a scar down the midline of your chest. So when you're sitting around in a swimming pool, everybody knows that you had heart surgery. But these days, there's a new procedure called TAVRs, which is a way of fixing the aortic valve without cracking the chest and opening the heart. It's transvenous, and it involves running catheter up into your heart. Sounds kind of icky, but it can be done through the groin. It can be done through the wrist in some cases. And it's a non-invasive test. And there are folks who are like 99 years old getting this procedure. That's how benign it is. It's not like something that's life-threatening and can be a real fix for people who have aortic valve problems. So that's the worst-case scenario. I doubt if you indeed have the need for aortic valve replacement. But, okay, let's just stipulate that you're having calcification. What can you do? Well, calcification per se is not the problem. The problem is when the calcium becomes unstable plaque and can become sticky, attract platelets, or break off and send some shards into your brain, which is a stroke, or downwards into other parts of your body, which is some sort of infarct. And so the object is not so much to get rid of the calcium. The object is to keep the plaque stable. And to do so, you can take things like vitamin K2. That actually prevents additional progression of plaque. Vitamin K2 comes as a product called MK7. That's something you can take, and the dosage of that is 320 micrograms per day, 160 twice daily. Also, make sure that you take fish oil, because fish oil has protective effects. And my favorite thing for dealing with people who have a plaque accumulation, whether it's in the coronary arteries or in the valves, is Kyolic H garlic extract. And you want to take the cardiovascular formula or the reserve formula, which is the most potent formula. And you take 4 capsules per day of the Kyolic H garlic extract. It's a little bit of a blood thinning effect, which is not unwelcome because in people who have calcification, there's a higher risk of blood clots. But it also retards the progression of the calcification, which could lead to a closing of the valve, which might then necessitate surgery. But I'll bet you dollars to donuts, that it's less likely your doctor is going to tell you that you need surgery for this valve. Just the mere finding of calcium, that's not surprising at all in an 84-year-old. You know, you made it this far, and you're going to have some calcium in your aortic valve. It's very likely. Okay?
Put me on Eliquis.
You put you on, which is a, that's a blood thinner, you know, because you've got atrial fibrillation. And when you have atrial fibrillation, you can flip a blood clot into your brain. So Eliquis is the blood thinner that you're on, and that's perfectly all right to take, and there will be no interaction with any of the things that I mentioned. So it's fine to go ahead and follow the recommendations. All right? Thank you very much for your call. And yeah, Wyoming can be a little rural and a little bit remote, but there are integrative physicians out there, so you may want to see one once you get completely diagnosed for your heart issue, and then get in a program to prevent further calamities from developing. Thank you very much for your call. All right, 877-726-8255. People are answering the call for calls, so we'll be right back to take more of your phone calls on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I want to thank many of you callers for availing yourself of the opportunity to call this hour. So let's get down to it. Let's talk to Bill in Wisconsin. Hi, Bill.
Dr. Hoffman, I want to give you a quick thumbnail of my situation.
Sure.
I have had pancreatic cancer starting back about 12 years ago.
Goodness, and that is a very, boy, that's a unique accomplishment. You're up there with
my oncologist says that's amazing.
You're up there with Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Aretha Franklin, who also had it for many years, but she finally succumbed to it. But goodness gracious, you're doing well. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, that's quite true, because most people make it a matter of months. And
yeah. Yeah, that's very encouraging.
And I've gone a little over 12 years. But
that's great.
Here's the situation. I had the Whipple operation, of course, and radiation therapy, chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, a clinical trial at Johns Hopkins that lasted almost 10 years.
Wow.
It was specifically for pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And all that has apparently made my 12-year survival happen.
Yeah.
But there are some downsides afterwards.
Yes,
of course.
There often are. You know, after a Whipple, you know, you're like a large part of your digestive tract has been removed.
Exactly.
And there's serious problems. So actually, you're comparable to a patient I saw, it must have been a year or so ago, who has been doing extremely well in terms of the pancreatic cancer. You know, the Whipple procedure is, you have part of most of your pancreas taken out, you have part of your duodenum taken out, there's a whole bunch of stuff taken out.
And part of the stomach.
And part of the stomach, yeah. So, in effect, you've had kind of a gastric bypass, and many patients who've had a Whipple have terrible digestive problems. They lose a lot of weight. They feel weak and tired. And,
exactly.
So I'm nailing it. So you require really intensive nutrition support from a nutritional specialist. And what I managed to do with this guy, I was really happy about it because it wasn't so much about the cancer. The cancer seemed to be the least of the problems, paradoxically. It was the, it's like the operation was a success, but the patient died, sort of. I mean, in terms of just well-being. And we managed to pinpoint the many nutritional deficiencies this guy had. We did a very comprehensive nutrition testing. We found that he was malabsorbing many nutrients. We gave them to him supplementally in forms that he could absorb. And he started to improve in terms of his well-being and energy. His testosterone was super low. I think we may have given him some of that, maybe some DHEA. And ultimately, he started kicking up his heels again. Survival isn't much benefit if you're feeling horrendous. And the Whipple procedure leaves you pretty debilitated. So I can't tell you specifically what to take. I can tell you the path to take, which is to go to an expert on nutrition and get, comprehensively tested and see what you're missing. Because it's invariable after a Whipple that you're, having some critical deficiencies in nutrients. And that's part of the problem.
You mentioned, the GI problems and the insulin reduction is a problem too.
Yeah, because you're losing part of your insulin reducing capacity because that's what the pancreas does, and so it's complicated. I mean, it's kind of beyond the scope of this call, but hey, the good news is the cancer is at bay, but now we got to pick up the pieces and bring about a more total optimization of your situation. And that's actually easier than defeating the cancer. So if we, look at all the factors, work with you on proper diet, the right kind of supplementation, maybe some hormonal support, you should end up feeling a lot better. That's the good news. Hey, thanks for your call. Let me squeeze in a call now from our final caller, who's Mary Ann in New Jersey. Hi, Mary Ann.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for your help. Hopefully it's an easy question. I have been diagnosed with vertigo, vestibular problems, blah, 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 for the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
We're thinking of going away to Europe, which is a 9-hour flight. My last attack was last year, went to physical therapy. It did go away. I don't know if it was from the physical therapy or it left on its own.
Yeah, it's called vestibular rehab that you're getting. And actually the inventor of that therapy was a Dr. Ronald Hoffman. My namesake, but a different guy. Yep.
Okay.
And that's what you underwent. So it actually helped you to kind of adapt to changes in position and motion and gradually reacquire the ability to navigate through the world.
Yep. And I continued that therapy. Went to Florida a few months ago. I survived. I didn't feel great on the way home.
Yep.
Now, again, we're planning a 9-hour trip. Do you think I'm crazy?
No. I mean, I think that it's doable. I think that there's certain do's and don'ts on the plane. I mean, one of the things that could be problematic is you sit in the plane and, you read a magazine, for hours on end.
Oh, yeah.
What you want to do is there are certain things, tips that probably you can learn from your vestibular rehab person, is that you need to kind of fixate on objects far away from you, not immediately in front of you, walk around in the plane a little bit. In terms of, is there a medication that you should take maybe to transiently keep your vertigo at bay? That might be advisable, although it's, going to leave you a little drowsy and hungover when you arrive at your destination. But, the way this thing works is it's kind of a threshold phenomenon. Once it happens, it sort of cascades and you want to keep it from developing. So you may want to take a medication like a Dramamine or something even stronger to prevent it from happening so that you, feel secure and you don't start getting the familiar sensations which trigger the whole cascade towards vertigo, the anxiety that's associated with that, and so on. Thank you very much for that call. And vestibular rehabilitation, that's the way to go for vertigo, and I'm glad it worked out for you. Well, thanks very much for joining us. A very informative program. Lots of calls. We appreciate that very much. If you want to become a better informed listener to Intelligent Medicine, visit our website at drhoffman.com. Download the podcasts. Subscribe to them via iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite service. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and subscribe to our newsletter. Lots more information there. And you can derive a lot of health information from Intelligent Medicine. Have a great weekend.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.